Welcome to Everything But the Lesson Plan, and today's episode is about my favorite teacher and why. In a time where we are facing a nationwide teacher shortage, I thought it would be great for us to get back to sharing stories of teachers. So each season, we will have someone share about their favorite teacher. In a time where teachers are dealing with many challenges in the classroom, it is good to hear stories on how they made a difference in the life of a student. So today we have my sister cousin, Dr. Tiffany Burks, share about her favorite teacher. The amazing thing about Dr. Burks is she is an educator herself. With over 20 years, yes, 20 years of education experience, and she started as a drama teacher. Yay! So Dr. Burks, you recently received your doctorate in educational leadership. So congratulations. How does that feel?
I am just so relieved. I am glad it's over. It was a long journey. And of course, some bumps along the way, but I am so fortunate. I'm thankful to God that it is over.
Yes, I understand that. I am now on that journey. I think I was like, my sister cousin is getting her doctorate, so I guess I can do it too, but it just took a little longer. I waited a little later. I wish we could have did it together.
It would have been great, but I tell you what, it's good to have support regardless of when you start. So you were supportive of me, so I'm going to return that to you and be very, very supportive to you. So
thank you. So what brought you to education? How did you decide to get into education?
To be transparent, I needed a job. Mm-hmm. At the time, I really, truly, I wanted to be an actress.
Mm-hmm.
As a drama teacher, I wanted to be an actress. I guess in my earlier years, I went to California and I was an extra in Sister Act 2, which you probably wouldn't even see me because, you know, I was not committed. But so after that episode in California, I said, wow, I gotta eat. And so at the time I said, I used my experiences that I had teaching Sunday school at a young age. Mm-hmm. And so I ended up in the classroom, and my first years of teaching, it was horrific.
Mm-hmm.
And then as I kind of practiced the craft, I got better and better and ended up eventually becoming the model classroom teacher in our district. So but it didn't start of me. I always loved children. I always found myself around children. As I went to go visit my family, you and my other family members, I said, wow, they really love children. So I think it's just like a family legacy, far as us just really loving children, loving to be around children, wanting the best for children. So that's basically how I started on my journey to becoming a teacher.
And I love your honesty and transparency, because a lot of educators get into education because of something, right? It wasn't my first career choice either. I worked in corporate for a while. And then here we go again. I followed in your footsteps again. Okay. So like everything you do, I do. Okay.
Well, some things that I need to do that you're doing. So I need to get on board too. So it goes both ways. Yes, ma'am. And I can tell you that after this meeting. Yes.
So you kept talking about teaching. I was like, let me look into this thing. And then here I am.
Yes.
2 years later.
Amazing job. Yes, ma'am. Yes.
Thank you. Well, so now let's talk about your favorite teacher. I love storytelling. I think it is really important for people to hear other people tell things that impacted them. And so I feel like in the times that we're in, it's good to know how a teacher impacted a student so that, you know, if teachers are listening to, hopefully teachers are listening to my podcast, and it'll just give them some encouragement. So first, tell me a little bit about yourself. What type of student were you K through 12? You might've had several versions of yourself too. So who were you K through 12, if you can even remember that?
And it's so funny you asked that question, because I thought about, you know, just kind of thinking back as soon as you asked that question, I was like, wow, there was different versions of me. It all depend on my environment of where I was at the time. But what sticks out to me so well is when I was a class clown. I just loved to entertain. I loved to make the class laugh. It was to the point where it was just over the top. And I'm just like, oh my goodness, as I think back, I think I'm getting it back through my children. But yeah, I was a class clown and a teacher's pet. Like, I just wanted to please. I wanted to make sure that I remember getting my mother told me she had bought some cheesecakes. I know some boxes of cheesecakes. And she said, you make sure you give that cheesecake to your teacher. Mm-hmm. I was like, wow. And so I found out the art of giving to your teachers, how it just made them feel. So I said, wow, every year I'm going to give a teacher a cheesecake or give them something that they enjoy. So I believe I was a teacher's pet too as well. So class clown and teacher's pet.
Okay, I can see it. And then look, and you was like, I'm doing all this entertaining, so I didn't think I need to be in drama. So that's where the drama came from? Okay. So, did you take drama classes in high school?
Yes, I was in Greece. I was a, what do you call it? Not an extra, an alternate. I can't remember what my thought process, or sometimes they come and go. But anyway, I was an alternate in Greece. I had auditioned for Greece and I played Frenchie. And what was so funny, the person who played Frenchie, her name was Tiffany. My name was Tiffany, but she did not get sick. So anyway, I was just an extra or background in Greece. So I enjoyed that. So I was in a lot of plays though. In school, I was in a whole bunch of plays.
That probably—I mean, I'm sure that had impacted your journey as an educator. I think that really probably helped support you as an educator.
Yes.
With the acting and all of that, so
yeah,
I think that's a good, you know, that might be another segment we can think about. So, what was your what was some of your? So, of course, you talked about your favorite hobbies of drama, acting. So when it comes to your favorite teacher, you were attending school, give me the one person that you can remember that stood out the most to you and why.
Miss Johnston.
Okay.
I love that lady. She was just so grounded. She was down to earth. She treated me like I was her own, like her own child, so to speak. But she was my science teacher, and I'm not really a fan of anything that's science or math, but she made it, she was a Black female. I felt a connection there too as well, because she, you know, we look, I mean, she looked like me. I mean, yeah. In a sense of I saw myself in my teacher. And so, but she was just a very firm. Oh my goodness. She was very, very firm. Back then you could get paddled, but when I was there, but she was very, very firm. Yes. And you didn't want to disappoint her. And she just always treated me good. I can't even explain it, but she just felt like she loved you. She cared for you. She had snacks. She was down to earth. And so I remember I had graduated from high school, but this was a middle school teacher I'm talking about. I think she was my sixth grade middle school teacher. And I remember, you know, during our science project, I had given her a plant. Can't tell you the name of it, but I know put the plant in it, you can just like tear a piece off, give it to someone, and it will grow. And so I remember her saying, it was like, I think I was home for college and I ran into her, or I think I went to the school or something. And no, I ran into her and I said, "Hey, Miss Johnston," you know, I was excited to see her. And I said, "How are you?" She's like, "Fine." And I know she had lost her daughter. Her daughter had passed away. And she told me, she said, I still have that plant that you gave me,
Aww.
You know, science project. And I was like, "Oh, okay, sure." You know, like, "Oh, okay." And she said, "Yes, I do." And she said, "That plant is growing just like you." And so I said, "Well, I'm going to come by your classroom. I'm come see it." And I did. And that plant was wrapped around the, like, the ceiling. And I was like, "This lady held on to my plant." And then, and so then I remember being teaching at this middle school, and she was there subbing.
Oh, wow.
I can't tell you, I'm going to make up a name, but I was like, "Hey, Mrs. Johnston." And though I was at a school where I was at a high risk school, and so where they had a lot of behavior issues, but she had those students lined up. And I was like, "How?" I said, "Hey, Miss Johnston." And she was like, "Hey." And she said, "Call me Catherine." I think I'm just making up a name. I don't know exactly what, because, you know, back then you don't remember a teacher's first name. That was like, oh, that was horrible. If you ever called, "Hey, hey, Miss Catherine." No. So she was like, and I was like, "Oh, okay." But I never did. But she, I was like, "How are you getting these students in?" She said, "I don't play with them. I don't have time for this." You know, and she did not. So that is one of my, I had a bunch of favorite teachers, but she's the one that stands out so much.
Oh, the most.
Yes.
You said something that I think people need to know. Representation matters. And you were able to identify with her because she was African-American like yourself. And so that was important. And I think that there is a lot to say about that, that teachers, that students actually, you know, it's value in having teachers that represent them too and learning from them. I know that is not, you know, we have all types and types of teachers, but it's just really good to know that that stood out for you and that was important to you and probably gave you some of the confidence that you needed to carry on to your next grade level. So I am glad that she made an impact and that you were even able to catch up with her later on down the line in your career. So let me ask you this. If you're thinking about a new teacher or just a teacher in general, if you had some advice for them in this journey, and think about the times that we're in right now, my goodness, what would you give them as far as advice?
I would say, be yourself. Be yourself. Make education fun for the students. I incorporated a lot of theatrics in my teaching. I became an ELA teacher. So I incorporated a lot of theatrics in my teaching because I love theater art. So, and the students that I had, they like to be entertained. And so I would say, get to know your students, make sure that you have balance in your own life. And that is the only way. And you've taught me that too, as well. That is the only way that you're going to be successful. Schedule some time for you, like schedule that vacation time, so to speak, during the summer, however you incorporate it, but make sure you schedule some time for you and learn the skill. Learn it to custom fit you. And again, learn your students. And lastly, don't take things so personal. Especially sometimes we have leadership and they have a mandate from the superintendent. And so it never ends. So if they're coming down on you, so to speak, believe me, above them, they're getting hammered. So just not to take things personal and make sure that you are investing in yourself, and also save them coins.
You save your money.
While you're in the field, save them coins. I promise you, at the end, when it's over, you will be very, very appreciative that whenever you do, if you decide to retire in this field, that you have some income and that you can build on something else. So that's basically it with that.
That's great advice. That is really, really good advice. So I'm hoping that people heard your message and there's something that they can take away from it and apply today, start today. So I want to thank you so much for sharing your story with us today. Hopefully this will motivate a new teacher or even someone who has been in the field for a while. This episode is really about telling a story, and stories are good to help connect people. We don't know who is going to listen to this one day, but hopefully they can connect with something you said. So thank you for that. Thank you for sharing. That is the end of this episode. I will have Dr. Burke's contact information on the in the show notes if you ever want to get in contact with her. Do you're okay with that?
Yes, ma'am. I am absolutely okay with that. I think that's a great
Perfect.
idea.
Yes. Well, everybody, educators, y'all keep thriving. See you next time.
Thank you for the invite.